guess that's working all right here. I'd like to know what you call things along the edge of the roof that catch the rain.
That's the eave.
They call that the eave. Uh-huh. Do you have any other words for it?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh. You ever call a gutter?
No, the gutter, no, that's what runs up.
That's what runs up?
Yeah, up the, where the...
The corners.
Corners, the, not the corners, but where the two roofs makes that valley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that,
uh-huh. But the other, the one that runs along the side...
Yes, that's the eave.
Well, now, how about the little building you keep wood or tools?
That's called the woodhouse.
Woodhouse.
Yeah.
Now, how about if it's you keep tools in it and not wood?
If keep tools.
Uh huh.
Well, of course, we never did keep anything but wood in there.
Oh, I see.
That and coal. We kept some coal in it.
Well, what about, now would this be something that's, would this be a separate building, or would it be kind of built on this another building to a bigger building?
No, it's a separate building.
It'd be a separate building, uh-huh. Well, now, what do you, and then what do you call, the toilet?
That there is what you call the, well, we used to call it the privy.
Privy, uh-huh. Do you ever use any other words?
Well, some of them called it the back house.
The back house. Uh-huh. Well, which expression do you use around here more, would you say?
The privy.
Privy.
Of course, we don't have them anymore.
No, no, they've kind of gone out, haven't they?
Uh-huh.
Well, now, suppose that something's been said a lot of times, you hear it on the radio, and a lot of people say it. How would you say, I have I've lots of times?
Well, I didn't say I have lots of sheep or something like that. The way it stopped.
How about if you didn't ever do a certain thing, like shinny up a flagpole? If you didn't ever do that, how would you tell me that you didn't ever do it?
I'd tell you that I never clumb a flagpole. I never clumb.
Now, what if you didn't want to use the word clumb? Suppose you just want to say I never did it. How would you have another way of saying it?
Well, I don't know that I would.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say I haven't done it?
Yes, I'd say that. Some I haven't done that.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see. How about if I was asking you about somebody, whether they did a certain thing or not, or I wanted to ask